Welcome back, listeners, to Unexplained. I'm your co-host, Amanda Heiler, and I'm with my dad.
That's right. I'm Steve White. From myths and legends to personal stories, we're here to talk about the interesting, the odd, and the unexplained.
All right, listeners, we are back. We've got some new equipment. Woo-hoo, super exciting.
Yeah.
So today we are going to be talking about intuition, which I'm super excited to discuss. Listeners, I don't know about you, but I believe wholeheartedly in intuition. Have you ever had a moment where the hair on the back of your neck stands up and you get a feeling deep in your soul that something is wrong? A moment when you have a heavy feeling in the pit of your stomach that stops you in your tracks? I believe that this is a sixth sense that we have, and if we pay attention to it, it can keep us safe or keep us out of bad situations. Dad, what do you think about intuition? Is it real, or is it just luck when we look back and connect the dots between feelings and occurrences?
I believe that intuition is 100% real. This makes me think back to being a six-year-old boy who loved to fish with his nine-year-old brother. My brother and I often went fishing at Papago Park. There was a chain of lakes outside the Phoenix Zoo. At least they seemed like lakes to two young boys. But as an adult, they looked more like ponds. We would start our adventure at the Utotem store and gather up the supplies we needed to make our trip a success. We had completed this journey several times, and it was always a blast. We went to our favorite spot and baited our hooks and tossed our lines into the water and began to wait to catch that monster just below the surface. The thing that we didn't realize was that the monster wasn't in the water. It had two legs, and we were the prey. This monster was an old man. He approached me and sat down in the dirt next to me. His intentions were not good. And I believe that if my brother wasn't right there, I would have never been seen or heard from again. My brother knew that the man was a monster and got the monster to follow him into the tree line. And when the monster was going to touch him, my brother plunged his fishing knife into his hand. The monster yelled in pain, and the fear of discovery caused him to run away, and as he vanished, my parents showed up in their car, frantic, saying that they both knew something bad was happening. And they ran up to us and held tight to their little boys, and thank God that we were okay.
Got a letter from a listener. We'll call her T. And she's written about some of the things that have happened in her life where intuition has warned her about something bad that was going to happen. So T writes, I've had several times in my life where something really terrible was happening. And although I don't know what it is at first, it all makes sense and comes to light in the end. The first time I can recall was 9/11/2001. It was a busy Tuesday morning as me, my husband, and my two young girls were getting ready to start the day. I walked by my phone in the kitchen. You remember corded phones attached to the wall? When I felt a strong pull to call my grandmother. To put this in context, my grandmother lived across the country in Memphis, Tennessee. We mostly wrote letters and only occasionally talked on the phone. I would never call her on a workday morning. We were always in a hurry. Also, long-distance calls were a charge. It was cheaper on the weekends. So it was just something that I would not do, make that call on a weekday morning. I tried to resist the urge to call her, but then a voice in my head was practically screaming, "Call your grandmother." So I did. When she answered the phone, she was crying. She assumed I called because I knew about the tragedy that was unfolding, but I had no idea. She tearfully told me to turn on the TV so I could see what was happening for myself. When we turned on the television, we were inundated with news that the Twin Towers had been hit by commercial airliners in a terrorist attack. I couldn't believe the news, and I really couldn't believe that I found out because I was told to call my grandmother. Another time this happened to me is more personally devastating. This past summer, I was out shopping with a friend and my daughter. We were hungry and decided to stop for a quick lunch at a popular burger joint. Now, this was in the heat of COVID cases, and I was apprehensive about that, but upon seeing all the cars in the drive-thru, I started crying, literally crying elephant tears that I could not stop. I had a complete panic attack, so bad that we decided to skip the food. I remember I pulled it together enough to stop back at the first store that we'd gone to quickly make a purchase, but back into the car, I was back to full-on anxiety and tears so bad that my friend had to take me home. I kept apologizing to her and my daughter and said I could not understand why I couldn't stop crying and why I was so upset over worry about a shopping trip or getting fast food during COVID. It made zero sense to me. They dropped me off at home, and within 2 minutes of arriving home, my sister called me. I answered immediately, and what I heard will forever haunt me. I need you. I need you. I need you. If I've ever needed you in my whole life, it's now. She's dead. Brittany is dead. He killed her. Brittany is dead. Unfortunately, my 31-year-old niece had been shot and killed by her boyfriend. My sister got the call that Brittany was gone at the same time I was in the parking lot of that fast food place having a complete meltdown. So, listeners, was this timing coincidence? Or could it be that there was something in the universe that was telling T that something horrible was happening? Perhaps the ties that bind us are more tangible than we think.
Wow. That, I got to tell you, that is some serious stories right there. I, you know, that kind of sense of tragedy I don't even know how to put a finger on it. You know, we talked about the intuition and how it seems to warn you that something's on the horizon, that something bad might happen. But does intuition also lead to something good, or is that just considered luck?
Well, you know, I mean, I think that's a great question. More often than not, when I look at my own life and I think about those moments that stick out where I let intuition guide me, I'm thinking about things that aren't great. You know, it's when you feel that impending doom feeling, right? That something bad's about to happen. You know, I had that feeling before my aunt passed away recently. I had that feeling and I knew that my great grandmother had passed before anyone told me. Same thing with, you know, I've had several miscarriages, and in those pregnancies, I've had just that sick feeling that something wasn't right. You know, the romantic in me wants to believe that, you know, your intuition is guiding you towards good things though too. You know, your soulmate, finding good friends, finding adventure in this world. But I don't know. I think oftentimes I think of that more as you know, happy accidents. It's serendipitous, really. And I don't necessarily equate that with intuition. What do you think?
Well, I think back, you know, I got a few years on you, I guess.
And, just a few.
Just a few, yeah. But I can remember back to when you were just a little baby and your mom was traveling up the mountain and riding right there in the left lane. And then all of a sudden, you know, she hears something just like in her soul telling her, you don't need to be in the left lane. And so she went ahead and moved over into the right lane. And as she did that, split second later, a big truck came rolling right through there and it would have took her out. So is that intuition or intervention?
Or is it just really, really good luck? I don't know. I mean, I do think there's something to be said for some divine intervention in moments like that as well. So, listeners, you know, when we started this podcast, we were looking at things that are unexplained in this world that are potentially like mythological, right?
Supernatural.
Supernatural. We're thinking about monsters and dragons and ghosts and things like that. You know, and as an English teacher, I love studying about heroes and monsters. It's a fun thing to look at. But what I've discovered in life is that the true monsters that are out there are usually predators that are human. You know, today's episode, we touched on a couple of really tough subjects. As far as abuse is concerned, every 68 seconds, an American is sexually assaulted. And every 9 minutes, that victim is a child. If you or someone you know is suffering from sexual abuse, please call 1-800-656-HOPE. You can get help 24/7. Or if you find yourself in a domestic violence situation, please know that you can get help. Call 1-800-799-SAFE and contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. You can chat with them. You can text with them. They're at thehotline.org, and they're there to help you. Please don't suffer in silence.
It was so nice to do another podcast for you guys. Hey, I just wanted to let everybody know that we do take your story seriously. We'd like to hear more about you, something that you have that's unexplained. We'd like to put it out there for you. Amanda, where can they tune into us at?
So you can find us pretty much anywhere that podcasts are played. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and many more. And hey, if you've got a story that you would love to share with us, please, please reach out. We are on Facebook. We're just on Facebook as Unexplained. And we also do have an email that you can send us your stories to. So it's unexplainedpodcast2021@gmail.com. So we are looking forward to hearing from you soon and telling your stories.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Thank you.